Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. The title of the show, Finding Peace. Isn't that something we should all be looking for all the time? So my day began as I begin every single day out in the garden. And the first thing that I do is I have my huge bowl and my scissors, and I cut a huge bowl of arugula, my favorite lettuce. Get enough for a salad for lunch and a salad for dinner. And then, of course, I'm checking on all the other plants to make sure that they are healthy and that their needs are met as well. Well, you see, I also knew that arriving very soon was going to be a group of tree men, because on the mountain here, and I did a podcast show about this, the ash trees are all being attacked, and by the tens of thousands, they are dying. And there was one directly behind my house here that I knew needed to be taken care of, and they're going to be coming back to take care of this one. And having the idea of a tree come down on my house, because you see, and some of you know from, if you're one of the longtime listeners, that my last home, I had a 150-year-old oak come down and saw my house in half, literally. And I said that I lived in a drive-through for a year and a half, because that's how long it took to rebuild the home. So I didn't need that to be done. So the tree men, they've been here before, this crew, and a great bunch of guys. And we've chatted the last time about fishing, about farming, specifically gardening, and just a good group. And I knew they were coming back in. I knew what they had to do. And while they were going to do that, I was going to head down and work on one of my tractors. Well, you say, well, is that peaceful? Well, you see, I am now back to using my mechanical skills, my carpentry skills, things that have been away from me for a while. Again, I've used them little bits over the years, but not as I'm using them now. And to me, that is peace. But I also made this decision, because I knew this tree they were going to take down, not the monster trees they already cut out. And I knew that it wasn't going to take but about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours for them. So I said, where am I going to find peace the rest of the day? And I already knew the answer in my mind was Lomo. And you go, Lomo, where's Lomo? Well, Lomo comes up with the idea of, I'm going to a place, Lomo is the land of many opportunities. It's a place that I can go and bike there, I could kayak there, or I could fish there. And that is one of the reasons why I moved into this area on this farm, 10 minutes from Lomo. And Lomo is right next to the Delaware River. It is the DNR Canal and the DNR Canal Trail, specifically at the historic village of Prallsville. Well, see, when I'm looking for peace here every day, I literally can go to my music room, and that's where I have all my instruments inside there. And there are sliding glass doors there that look right out over my field all the way down to one of my ponds. There's peace there, but there's also peace surrounding me. I'm attached to the Sourland hiking trails. That's actually, my farm is actually surrounded by preserve land. I'm an Italian guy. I just stretched out and hit one of the microphones that we use for a guest, but there are no guests in the studio today. So I'll try to keep my hands a little bit lower right now. So if you heard a little rah, that's what it was from. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So what do I do today to find peace? Fish? Well, the water levels are low on the creek right now, so I had to cross that one off the list. Kayak or bike? Big decision, too. Well, I chose to bike the DNR Canal Trail. And, of course, I already told you that I started in the historic town of Prallsville. Well, it's the weekday, And the weekday, there's an importance to it because there's going to be next to no one on the trail. And it was just that when I got on the trail. And you'd go past people, and everyone had the same idea because they were out there looking and searching for the same thing, that peace. You pass anyone, whether a walker or biker, and there weren't many, you got a smile, a hello, or a nod because they were there looking for the same thing and finding it. Well, you had the canal on one side, the Delaware River on the other side. And as I'm biking through, I'm always scouting. This is just how my mind rolls. I'm scouting for fishing spots because remember, it is Lomo, land of many opportunities. And while I'm biking down the trail, come up near the canal, and there's two kayakers, two women out there just enjoying the day, finding what they're looking for, their peace. And I said, hey, I had to make a decision today. I said, it was either bike or kayak. I said, I could have been meeting you on the water there, except that today was a bike day. And they said, hey, enjoy your day. And same with me. And off I continued. Well, this was also, and I didn't choose it for this reason, but it fit right in. This is a sunny day in the 70s where typically the dew point up here would be pretty high and it'd be sticky. The dew point was super low, low humidity, sunny day. Turtles on every log in the canal. Just a really neat thing. And again, from time to time, I take a water break in the shade because, again, the trail is tree-lined all the way through. And those water breaks were for shade, but it was also about my biking shape. You see, I have not biked that many times this year, so I need to have a little bit better biking shape because my quads were saying to me, excuse me, I think you should take a break right now. And again, that's what it was about. So I had a lower gear on the bike. My speed was a lot slower. So this ride was not about fitness. It was about, yes, you know, peace. Well, on this ride, you get to go over two man-made waterfalls. And over one of the waterfalls, there is a footbridge, and it's only a footbridge wide enough for one person. So if somebody's coming in the opposite direction, you have to wait for them. And again, you don't mind doing this because they're there the same reason you're there. And there's a gentleman coming across when I actually got to the footbridge over the waterfalls. He was actually already on, you know, the beginning of the other way because you could see the other side. And I waited for him, said, hey, how you doing? And he came across. He said, thanks for waiting. Okay. And off we went. Well, go down the road, or I shouldn't say road, the trail, and I get to a place where there is a flock of geese and their goslings, all those are the baby geese, and they are hoarding the trail. There was probably about 30 or 40 of them, and there was two walkers, two ladies who were a little bit fearful about going near the geese there, so they had stopped, and I have learned this, I guess because I've been across this country doing research with all these animals, lions and tigers and bears and geese, oh my. And I actually make a honking noise and I just go up my bike and I'm walking. I'm on my bike, but just walking through going honk, honk, honk as I'm walking towards them slowly and giving them the right of way, honk, honk, until they move out of the way. And of course, one of them is just going to give you a and open his mouth because that's what they do. He wants to show you that he's the dominant one, but he still moved. And the lady said, wow, that's interesting. I said, so on your return trip, a little honking will get you through. Smile to them. Off I went. Well, 4 or 5 miles down the trail, because remember, you always got to figure out, well, how far do you want to go? Because you got to do the return trip too. So if it's 4 or 5 miles out, that means it's 4 or 5 miles back. Yeah. Well, the trip was oozing with the same peace on the way back because I knew there was two man-made waterfalls and a footbridge. And what are the odds, and I kid you not, about this one? I get to the footbridge, and who is coming on the other side? The same gentleman that I came the first time. He came across, we both smiled, and I had to say, like, what are the odds that this would happened here today? Just, it was pretty neat. So I eventually pedaled back to the historic town of Prallsville. I stretched, I hydrated or rehydrated, and my afternoon snack, and I absolutely love organic apples. I pulled out an apple, had my apple, and then guess what? I was going to be returning to the farm and heading back to where the day started in peace, the garden. So I got to the garden. I also hydrated, and now it was also the plant's turn to hydrate. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.